Americans are expected to spend nearly $7 billion on Halloween. If you're wondering exactly how, let's go to one street in Concord, New Hampshire, where families take the ghoulish holiday very seriously. New Hampshire Public Radio's Dan Gorenstein reports.
On any day, Auburn Street's impressive. Well-to-do historic homes, long lawns, towering trees up on a hill above the city. But on Halloween, Auburn Street becomes a city of gold, a place where a kid can pack a pillowcase full of candy and be dazzled by the outrageous.
There's one that's a Grinch house.
Candy canes sticking out of the ground.
They have, like, Christmas lights all over the place.
It's like this big yellow house.
Like this huge tree.
Somebody dressed as the Grinch give out candy.
And, like, all these fake presents lying around. It's just fantastic.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
We have music, you can hear it for blocks up the street, which I think a lot of our neighbors hate.
For the past six Halloweens, Mila Stewart has transformed her lawn into a vision of Dr. Seuss's Whoville. She buys 4,000 mini candy canes every year to give it that authentic feel. Auburn Street's reputation for excess and the exotic offering is known well beyond town limits.
I am known in New Hampshire as the ice cream lady. The old people go, oh my God, you're the ice cream house. And I think, no, I'm Teresa Rosenberger. No, you're the ice cream lady.
The last few years, Rosenberger, her husband Eric, and their team of friends have scooped up well over 1,000 cones of orange sherbet on Halloween. And Eric says the crowds keep growing.
So this year, last night I was trying to figure out, how to estimate what to buy. So I'm going to go with 1,800 and see what happens.
That's 50 gallons of sherbet.
How much are you spending?
Oh, gosh. I'd say probably close to $1,000.
Rosenberger says her treat sometimes can be a great trick.
And it's just great fun to see these little kids who have never been before. And all of a sudden, they see ice cream and they'll squeal, ice cream, mommy, look, ice cream. And then sometimes they'll take it, lick it, and then turn it over into their bag upside down. And it's so much fun to watch the parent panic. That, oh my God, you just put ice cream on all your chocolate candy.
Not everyone on the block delights in the festivities. Anna Burtnett says she enjoys the kids on her porch in costume, but she thinks the celebration's too much.
We have a culture of excess, and we're continuing to feed that by buying hundreds and thousands of dollars worth of candy. It'd be okay if we cut back a little bit.
Back across the street, Eric Rosenberger is sympathetic to his neighbor's view. He says he thinks it's important to make substantive contributions, like donating to food pantries. But Rosenberger says he thinks scoops of orange sherbet do some good, too.
In the economic times that we're in, I think it's nice to do what you can to bring a little more joy into the world.
That's certainly the way 7-year-old Colin Hagen sees it.
Everything about Auburn Street on Halloween is just great. Not great, but fantastic. It's like the best street you've ever trick-or-treated on.
For NPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein in Concord, New Hampshire.